Hello, welcome to 5 Minutes of Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's so good to be coming your way once again this morning. And this morning, I want us to examine what we've been waiting to examine all this while. That is the prayers of the Spirit. Now, I want us to start from Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15 once again. He says, "Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers." So Paul is praying. Hallelujah. So these are prayers you can pray for yourself. "That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom." He says, "I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom." Now, this is very important. It means that the spirit of wisdom is something that can be received on a continual basis. He says, "I pray that he may give unto you the spirit of wisdom." So if you are praying for yourself on a daily basis, you can be rest assured that the spirit of wisdom will be working in your life as it's supposed to. Now, I want us to examine the word wisdom. Okay? Wisdom. The word wisdom is Sophia. Sophia. And it means broad and full intelligence. God wants you to be full of broad and full intelligence. Then it says, "Use of the knowledge of very diverse matters, the wisdom which belongs to men, specifically the varied knowledge of things human and divine, acquired by acuteness and experience and summed up in maxims and proverbs, the science and learning, the art of interpreting dreams and always giving the sagest advice, the intelligence evinced in discovering the meaning of some mysterious number of visions, skill in the management of affairs." Now, look at how broad it is. "Skill in the management of affairs, devout and proper prudence in intercourse with men, not disciples of Christ, skill and discretion in imparting Christian truth." Hallelujah. "The knowledge and practice of the requisites for godly and upright living, supreme intelligence, such as belongs to God." Hallelujah. You see, he's talking about varied kinds of wisdom. Wisdom that goes along a very broad spectrum. Scientific knowledge, scientific wisdom. In other words, God wants you to be filled with wisdom concerning how to do everything. Wisdom concerning how to live a good family life, how to get married, how to raise your kids. God wants you to be filled with that kind of wisdom. So he says, I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom. The spirit of wisdom, you see, because in Christ is found all the knowledge and the wisdom that is required for mankind. If you read in Colossians chapter 2, you see, from verse 1, let me read Colossians 2 from verse 1, you see what I'm talking about. It says, "For I would that you knew what great conflict I have for you, and for them that are in Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledging of the mystery of God, and the mystery of the Father, and the mystery of Christ." Then it says, in whom? He's talking about Christ now, because the last statement that was made was Christ. It says, "And in whom? In Christ. I hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge." All the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. The word wisdom here is Sophia once again. And the word knowledge here is Gnosis. That is scientific knowledge. It's possible the Spirit of God can fill you with wisdom concerning how to live life. You see, on every side. How to manage your business. How to raise your kids. On every side of life. You see, how to succeed on every side of life. That is what God wants for you. So I pray that you might be filled with this kind of wisdom. The spirit of wisdom. There's a spirit in charge of this particular wisdom. This particular insight. Sophia. Hallelujah. Management. An ability to manage. An ability to get things done. The ability to be strengthened to do what you have been sent to do. The ability to be the best on the job. It means that God is interested in your work. God is interested in your marriage. God is interested in your kids. God is interested in every single thing that has to do with you. And God is interested in filling you with wisdom. With making you a sage, a wise man, to deal wisely in life. Oh, hallelujah. It says, I pray. I like it. It says, I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom. I'll pray that for myself continuously. Every single day, pray that for yourself. I'm filled with the spirit of wisdom. I'm filled with the spirit of Sophia. Wisdom on every side. Wisdom, broad and full intelligence. God wants you to be intelligent. Hallelujah. In your academics, God is interested in filling you with wisdom concerning academics. Hallelujah. I like this. I think I can talk about this the whole day. Filled with wisdom. I'm filled with wisdom. I'm filled with the spirit of wisdom on every side. Wisdom on every side. Wisdom to produce results on every side. I see you filled with wisdom. I'm praying this for you as well. I see you filled with wisdom on every side. wisdom as to how to handle your academic, wisdom on handling your family, on handling your wife, your husband, wisdom in handling your children, helping them grow in the way that God has called them to grow, wisdom on the job, for you to be excellent on the job. God wants you to be excellent on your job. Hallelujah. I pray that you might be filled with the spirit of wisdom today on every side of your life. In Jesus' name. I love you. I'll see you tomorrow again. God bless you. Bye-bye.